Friends, there are two possibilities for this first Sunday of January. One of them, probably the more traditional, is to focus on Epiphany. But since we're going to be doing that Wednesday night, we're going to have our own Epiphany celebration Wednesday night in Fellowship Hall at 6:15, I thought I would take sort of the other route for the first Sunday of January, especially since we're so close to the turn of the year, and pause and do some reflecting on the meaning for us as Christians for this turning of the calendar from one year to the next. And both these readings we read are ones that are designated for either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, and sort of give us some perspective on passing of time one year to the next. The first thing I wanted to say, though, and remind us is that God is not bound by our human calendar. In fact, not all humans are bound by our particular calendar. That's the first thing to notice. It's a human invention. Calendars, the passage of time. And the way that we denote the passing of time, the Gregorian calendar that we now use, itself didn't come into being until, I think it's 1582, something like that. Before that, it was the Julian calendar. But even 300 years ago in this country, the calendar was a little different. There was a year, I believe it's 1752, when they added, like 2 weeks or a few days to the calendar to try and bring it, you know, into sync up with something, the moon, the stars, the sun. Anyway, so even the calendar we are using now is different than the one used in this country about 300 years ago. And of course, most major civilizations have had their own or still have their own different way of telling of the passing of time. All of this is to remind us the turning of pages on the calendar is something we do to denote the passage of time. God is not bound by our calendar. But the turning of the calendar is a good time for us to do some reflecting, perhaps, on a calendar year just passed and one just started. And for me, it's always a mixed bag as I stand here at the beginning of a new year, as I look back on things that I may regret, particularly not having gotten done. You know, last year at this time, I had all these great plans and dreams, and then you get a year later and you think, what happened to all that? Oh, well, this year. You know, as the Jews say on Passover, next year in Jerusalem, this year I'll do it. Which is why I think it's helpful to have Scripture and its perspective on the passing of time. Because we're stuck here in the midst of time. We get caught up often in the turning of pages of the calendars and clocks and things like that. But God offers this perspective beyond that. And I want to start with this great reminder in Ecclesiastes. To everything there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven. Each one of us here is at a different place in our journey of life, of faith, maybe in very different seasons from one another. Seasons come and go. Each brings with it some good and maybe some not so good. Some people love winter, skiing and sledding. And of course, it is beautiful. I walked out last night. It's a cold, crisp evening, and the stars seem to shine brighter this time of year. And yet, this time of year also brings with it some things maybe we don't like so much. Cold and icy roads and things like that. But so it is with every season. But so it is with our lives, the seasons of our lives, the ups, the downs. There is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to plant, a time to harvest, a time to live, a time to die. That whole cycle and sweep of time, ups and downs and seasons. When you're caught up in the seasons, it can sometimes be tough to recognize that right now will change. The past is the past. I'm reminded of, and I couldn't find it to give you the specifics, but I was remembering a Peanuts cartoon from way, way back, early on, when Charlie Brown and Linus are talking, and Charlie Brown is saying something about spring. Spring is coming. Oh, great. Baseball season's going to be back. Spring is coming. Can't wait. And Linus says, well, yeah, what about snow? I'm 5 years old. I'll never see snow again. And Charlie Brown says, no, what do you mean? There'll be winter again next year. And Linus says, oh, I thought it was a one-shot deal. Or something. The strip is funnier than that. But anyway, never mind. We can get caught up in thinking this is it. And yet there are seasons and cycles. I find that hopeful as we begin a new year. No matter what season you may be in your life, your journey of faith, you're not stuck there. And the dichotomies of Ecclesiastes, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, it's all part of life. But the other great reminder, I think, in these two readings is in the midst of time and the seasons, God is always with us. And not just with us, God is the one in charge of all this. Not causing, necessarily, all the good and the bad, but with us in the midst of it. The awe that comes from both these readings, the psalm which begins, how majestic is your name, O Lord. Your name, your glory. And what are we? We tiny little human beings, insignificant in the scheme of things. And yet God cares for each one of us. In the midst of all the universe turning and flowing and creating and dying and shifting and expanding, God still takes time to care about each one of us. That's pretty amazing. And did you notice Ecclesiastes even mentions that? What more can we do but be in awe of everything God is doing? Even the not so good stuff. But God is still with us, guiding us, protecting us, walking with us. Another good reminder as we start a new calendar year. The seasons of life, and yet no matter the season, God is here and in charge and with us. And I also thought I would share a couple of my favorite prayers with you this morning. Prayers that I think are good to begin the year with. Also prayers that I was reminded of, particularly from the Ecclesiastes passage this morning. You may recognize both these prayers as well. Ecclesiastes talks of the good, the bad, life, death, peace, war, love, hate. And it reminded me, always reminds me, of the great prayer of St. Francis with many of the same dichotomies. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Many of those same dichotomies from Ecclesiastes, but slightly different focus. Francis says, even when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That's a modern retelling of that. Where you find some of the bad in the seasons of life, the hatred, the war, the despair, the doubt, you bring something positive to it. You find hatred, you bring love. You find despair, you bring hope. You find darkness, you bring light. A reminder that no matter what the season, there is one thing in our control. We can't control the seasons. It's in God's hands. We can control how we react to the seasons. We can't control the circumstances of our lives. We can control how we respond and react. Which leads me to the prayer I want to end with this morning. Again, a reminder of the ups and downs, but also a reminder of what is in our control, our attitude, our reaction. And this is the Serenity Prayer attributed to Reinhold Niebuhr. A great prayer, I think, to begin a new calendar year. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Happy New Year. Amen.